Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When I get a chance to fill in, I get a chance to have a conversation with an author I enjoy reading. And hopefully that turns you on to the author as well. And I want to say this past spring that I was visiting with a friend of mine. We were talking about books that we both read. And he tells me about Roger Stelgis, who has written a couple of series. One is this McRyan series about a St. Paul police officer who ends up, I don't want to give too much away here, but so that was a great series. But Roger Stelgis also has another character that he writes, this a female character named Tori Hunter. Tori, don't make the mistake, is short for Victoria Hunter. And again, books that begin in Minnesota and can sometimes take you someplace else. So after working through the first seven books of the McRyan series, I ended up switching over to the Agent Tori Hunter series. When I say agent, it's because Victoria Hunter is an FBI agent, but with strong Minnesota ties. And this is where we start with the first in that series, which I'm thoroughly enjoying. So if you're looking for something good to read in a mystery, in a thriller at the same time, a couple of different series from Roger Stelgis, who joins me this afternoon to talk about writing and the books and some of his ideas behind it. Hey, good afternoon, Roger. Thanks for coming on here on WCCO.
Oh, thanks for having me on, John. I appreciate it.
I'll tell you up front, this should be easy because I'm a fan. I became a fan of, and I was a little bit thrown off, as I'm sure other people have been, with your McRyan series, because it was actually the third book that should have been the first book in chronological order. But I figured it out. I'm not that slow that I couldn't figure that out after a time. But good series. And how much, I have to ask you this, Michael McRyan is somewhat, I get the sense, is somewhat shares a personality with you. Is that safe to say?
Well, I think that he certainly has interests and a background that might be that I'm stealing a little bit from my own, background. John, he's a you know, he went to law school. I'm a lawyer. He was a hockey player. I'm a hockey fan through and through. And so, you know, they definitely share some of those characteristics and interests, you know, and I think that comes out in the book a little bit.
So, yeah, and I should mention that you're a fan, or your character in that series is a fan of, you mentioned hockey, very much the Gopher hockey team, also the Minnesota Wild, and as well as being a Vikings fan and a Twins fan at the same time. So you managed to incorporate that. And also your hometown. You know these streets that are talked about in these books, in each one of these books. You know where they're going. And I imagine you probably have had to spend some time in Washington, D.C., because as people will find, the McRyan series takes us to Washington, D.C. eventually. Are you familiar with that area as well? Do you go and study those areas to get a background, or you just open Google Maps?
You do both. Especially St. Paul. I lived in St. Paul for a while. I went to law school in what was then William Mitchell. Now it's known as Mitchell Hamlin, and fell in love, you know, with the city and certainly all of its, you know, unique neighborhoods and characteristics. And especially, I think, in the first book in the McRyan series, this, you know, the St. Paul conspiracy, it really is, I think, a little bit of a love letter to the city of St. Paul, and what I came to love about it in the time that I lived there. And I find that, you know, particularly I think here in Minnesota, we're proud of our home state. I think people, get excited about the idea that people would write stories and thrillers and mysteries, you know, about our area. And so I think that comes through, you know, in the St. Paul Conspiracy and Deadly Stillwater, the second book, and many of the books after that. And I think that's true in the Torrey Hunter series as well. That's set up in Lakes Country. Basically, I use Brainerd, but make some changes and call it Manchester Bay and whatnot. But, you know, anybody who's familiar with Brainerd, Cross Lake, that area up there.
Yes, I got to tell you, I was laughing as I was reading, because when you talk about, you know, searching in neighboring communities, you get Deer River, Cross Lake, and everything. I can just picture all of those on a map right in that area. I mean, anybody who's do you think that that's part of the attraction for us as readers in Minnesota, is that you can touch base at those places and we can identify with those?
I think definitely, you know, there's a strategy, John, in writing a little bit, in that I think for my Minnesota audience, they absolutely love that, that, you know, stories in places that they can reach out and feel and touch and say, I've been there and I know what he's writing about. But I also like writing with enough, I think, you know, it's not just enough to say Deer River or whatever town we're talking about. You have to provide some descriptive detail so that a reader from New York or Oregon or California, Arizona, or wherever, and you know, and our books are now, you know, they're sold in Europe and whatnot. You want them to be able to picture where they're at. And so, you know, that's another thing that, you know, it's helpful because I've been to all these places many, many times. You know, it's fun to sit back and try to describe those places so that I can put somebody who's never been there and they can feel like they have been there or are there as the story's taking place.
I think that is important. As a reader, even though I've been there and I know these places, I oftentimes wonder about how that goes. When you are writing like this, when you started the Agent Torrey Hunter series, which is still, it continues, although you've been a few years away from McRyan, I sense you'll be going back to him and that character, but I'm enjoying reading agent Tori Hunter. When you was there any criticism about how do you write for a woman? Or I would be curious, because I would be hesitant to try something like that for fear of the criticism that might come with it.
You know, I worried about that a little bit when I sat down to do it for the first time, John. It was like, can you get the voice right? Can you get the, you know, the mind right? I think I've largely succeeded in that regard based on the reviews and the feedback.
I think so.
But it definitely, you do sit down. I mean, you know, in the McCrian series, I wrote female characters. There's Sally Kennedy, who's the love interest. She's a well-developed female character in those stories. Mm-hmm. Dara Wyer, who is a character in several of the books, she's is kind of a partner to Mac on some of the cases, particularly the ones in Washington. You know, she's a well-developed and I think thoughtful character. And so the experiences I took from writing those two characters in particular gave me enough confidence that I could try to, you know, to write a female lead like Tori Hunter. So it seems to have worked out. But it was definitely a worry at the start, for sure.
Do you test your dialogue on somebody when you're writing a piece of dialogue between, let's say, Tori Hunter and Will Braddock? Do you test that dialogue on somebody, or do you mostly just trust your gut and perhaps your editors?
Well, I think I've done it long enough now, John, that I trust it. But certainly in some of my early efforts, I would do a little bit of that. Particularly, I would have, you know, people I trusted, you know, read early versions of the book and give me the feedback. And, you know, because you want to have it as realistic as possible. I think a lot of the everyday conversations that I have with, whether it's my law partners or good friends of mine, I think some of that just spills over into the ways the characters relate through their dialogue. And I would say, compared maybe to other writers, I tend to tell the story more through dialogue, I think, and the characters conversing with one another and talking through problems more than, you know, necessarily just long runs of narrative description and thought in a book. So, that's a big part of my style, I would say, for sure.
My guest, if you're looking for a good mystery or a number of good mysteries, Roger Stelgis has written a couple of great series, one being this McRyan series that we were first talking about, and I think I've got a couple of books to go there yet, but also now this Agent Tori Hunter series, which is equally, I hate to use the term fascinating, but it's compelling. That's a good way to say it, because now I am turning pages. I'm turning pages. I'm all in, and I'm looking forward to. I sometimes hate to finish, but I know now that I've got this series in front of me, and you're still writing that series, right? You've got more coming.
Yeah, the latest book in that series actually came out the 1st of November. It's called Taken in the Cold. And just before I got on the phone with you today, I'm working on the next book in the series. And so, yeah, we continue to press on, with that series. But as you noted earlier, John, I am anxious and want to get back to the McRyan series. It's, I just need to build some time into my schedule somehow. I have another 2 to 3 stories, laid out in that, for McRyan, a story arc there that, that I'm just got to build a little time in. I still actively practice law and so the writing is kind of the second, the hobby that turned into a second, job or side hustle that is the eventual retirement plan. So, but I will get back to that.
I will tell you that I am thoroughly enjoying this. Has anybody been sniffing around at all, whether, TV or motion pictures for any of these things? I'm always curious to know if you've got anything cooking in that regard.
You know anybody, John?
Okay, we'll let it go at that.
I'd certainly be interested. I'd certainly be interested in that. It's funny. I get people will ask me that from time to time, and you know, I do feel like particularly the Torrey Hunter books would, if somebody was ever interested, like in a Netflix or something like that type episodic series, I think those books could play out well that way.
I totally agree.
We'll get there and figure out a way to make that happen. Certainly open to it. So we'll just keep chipping away at that, and hopefully that'll happen at some point.
Well, I want people to find your books and to tune into them. Amazon is a great place to look, and it's Stelges, Stelges. Did I do that right? Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Good.
Yes, you did.
Phew.
Yeah. People want to go to RogerStelges.com. They'll find all kinds of information on the books. As you said, John, Amazon is the easiest place to find them.
Yeah. Well, good reading. And if you're looking for good reading, and I still think good timing here on this Black Friday, the gift of a book is always a great, because it will start somebody in that direction. And the same way a friend of mine turned me on this past spring to the McRyan series, and I'm all in now. So, hey, great holiday season for you coming up, and I'll continue to follow you and read you, and look forward to chatting with you again when I get caught up in these series now.
I thank you for the opportunity to come on, John. I'm glad you're enjoying the books, and happy Thanksgiving and holidays to you as well.
Very much enjoying them. Thank you. We'll talk again. It is now, I'm behind here now, 2:53.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
News Talk Radio, WCCO.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.